Well, of course, June 5 in Melbourne, massive day for Australian boxing, where we see George Kamposos defend his titles up against Devin Haney, and it is an awesome undercard as well, and one of those who he will be fighting on the undercard. Well, he's known as Mayhem. He's got a record of 23 wins, 2 losses, 18 of those he's won by knockout, and he's going to fight for the vacant WBO, International Bantamweight title up against Filipino Aston Polite. It'll be over 10 rounds. Jason Maloney. Jason, good morning to you.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Good to have you back on. And how significant is this for you to be on this card?
Yeah, this is incredible, mate. It really is a dream come true. Growing up as a young boy and watching the footy at Marvel Stadium, always dreamt of having a fight there, and at that time, you know, it seemed quite impossible, but now that it's actually happening, I just cannot wait, and I'm absolutely pumped and training hard and ready to put on a great show for everyone that's coming out to watch.
Jace, you look fit and healthy, buddy. Are you ready to rock? Is your preparation been good? And how do you feel? Again, the past couple of fights you've had have been unbelievable, so you must be confident.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, Clarky. I only fought 4 weeks ago, so... Yeah. I'm primed and ready to go, and it's great to be active and to string these two fights together. So, yeah, I'm ready to go, mate. I could fight tomorrow, but obviously we've still got a few more weeks, so I'll put in a bit more work, sharpen right up, and I'll be raring to go come June the 5th.
I've told these boys and our listeners a number of times, mate, seeing you and your brother train and how you keep yourself in nick even after your fights it's freakish. Like, you boys push yourself so hard, and I don't think I've seen any other athlete that can stay in that good a nick. Is that something that you and your brother continue to do in case a fight comes with short preparation time, mate? Or is it just your personality? You just always want to be ready to go?
Yeah, probably a bit of both, mate. It's probably more my personality. I love this sport and I want to be the best that I can possibly be. So staying dedicated and staying in shape and looking after myself in and out of the ring is so important. And it's only a short career, and I want to be world champion and be the best that I can possibly be. So staying in shape and staying in the gym all the time and constantly trying to improve, that's what I want to do. And hopefully, the world title will be around my waist before the end of the year, and we'll just keep working hard and trying to cement a good legacy for myself.
Jason, great to talk to you, mate. Your opponent, Palik Tay, what strengths does he have? What does he bring to the ring?
It's a really interesting fight, mate. We're both of us have fought for 2 world titles and both come short. I got as close as a split decision, and Palik Tay actually had a draw in a world title fight. So you're not going to get anyone more hungry than the two of us. We've both come that close to achieving the dream and just fallen short. So this is really, there's a lot on the line here. You know, both of us, the winner of this, will take a giant step towards another crack at a world title, and obviously the loser will take a big step back. So there's a lot on the line here. It's a very dangerous fight, but I'm more than ready and very confident that I'll get the job done.
We're speaking with Aussie bantamweight Jason Maloney, who will fight on the undercard of the Kambosos-Devin Haney fight on June 5 in Melbourne. And Jason, go back to October 2020 and that difficult night when you were KO'd by Naoya Inoue, and you've come back and won twice since. When you're humbled like that, just describe mentally how tough it is to come back.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I was daring to be great by taking on Inoue. He's an exceptional fighter, probably pound for pound, top 2, top 3 in the world at the minute. I'll back myself. I put in the hard work, and I'll get in there and fight anyone and put it all on the line. It was devastating to take the loss. I was disappointed in my performance. I know that I'm capable of doing a lot better. So it was just straight back into the gym to keep improving, keep winning, and hopefully get another chance at that world title as soon as possible. And yeah, I'd love another crack at Inoue or any of the other champions. So I've been working hard and climbing my way back to earn that opportunity.
I know you don't want to look too far ahead, buddy, but once you win this fight, where do you go from here? Who's next?
This this fight being for the WBO international title, it should move me into the number one position with the WBO. So
yeah.
The champion at the minute is Paul Butler from the UK, and that's who I've got my eyes on. Obviously not looking past Felix Day, but yeah, we want to get a chance at a world title, hopefully before the end of the year. And, you know, now that we've all seen what George can do and George has done, you know, for me, you know, to win world titles and bring it back to Australia and put on these mega shows at a Marvel Stadium or you know, an MCG or something like that, that's the dream. And George has shown that it's possible. So now we've all got to keep working hard to make it happen.
Speaking of George, mate, you must be really excited for him as well. I think the one thing, talking to him a few times on this show, he's been super supportive of all the Aussie boxers. And I know you and your brother are exactly the same. So to have this opportunity to fight alongside him or on the same card, you must be pumped for him as well.
Yeah, it's incredible, mate. And, you know, to do what he's done was amazing. And to bring these mega fights to Australia is just a huge, huge thing for Australian boxing. And it's just going to help the sport grow and grow. And that's something that's very important to me. I want boxing to get the recognition it deserves and you know, to have Australia get behind it and support our fighters like we should. And, yeah, it's just exceptional. So for him to have a fight like that, I wish him all the best. I hope he wins and continues his success. And as I said, it just gives the inspiration to the next generation and guys like myself to go out there and win these big fights and bring these mega shows to Australia and keep growing this sport.
Yeah, you talk about growing the sport, Jace. I reckon, you know, the last couple of years, it's gone strength. It's gotten bigger. It's gone from strength to strength. There's more people interested. There's more support for big fights in this country. Is that the way that you see it at the moment?
Yeah, mate. We're going through a really great phase in Australian boxing. There's some good talent coming through. But yeah, we need to keep winning. You know, now we've got this mega fight in Australia. You know, we need to keep winning and keep bringing these events to Australia and getting people involved and people enjoying watching boxing. And then it gives other guys like myself the opportunity to showcase their skills to people that maybe haven't seen us fight before. So I've got to go out there and put on a really impressive performance and have those 60,000 people that come out to support. Have them walking away and saying, geez, I can't wait to watch Jason Maloney fight again. How good was that? And that's how we get the sport growing and getting people involved and getting people loving boxing.
Well, it's going to be a big build-up for you, Jason. Big fight there against Aston Polite, June 5. Can't wait for it. Enjoy the preparation. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, legends. Appreciate you having me on.